recording the utons.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah, it's going to impact the furniture the most.
Going to decimate it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That were that's where the main infrastructure improvements would go to is the frontage road.
But not safety wise, pulling on and off the highway.
No.
In a 65 mile an hour zone, fully loaded with weight, everyone would just have to slam on their brakes.
Yeah. That would that's my best guess. I don't think that there would be any type of improvement as far as Highway 18 goes.
Hey, Elliot, can I ask you, are you not hot with the button all the way to...
No, I'm wearing all white. I'm reflective. Plus, I got this.
I can never do that. So you're making me feel hot.
What did you find out?
So, I stood at first house basement south of us on the address of 230 Frontier. Background was about 25 to 30 decibels. We had a truck go by, took it up about 45, a car passes 35, and truck on Highway 18 coming up was around 45 to 50. And then a four-wheeler went by, it got 60, but as that truck exited, I was in the 45 to 50 range, and I was farther away than Elliot, and your highest reading was?
My highest one was 87. I was right out by the
87 from the truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the big truck.
The one coming down the highway, or
no?
Oh, coming
this way. That one as is leaving.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
We were hoping to have a backup horn, and maybe we can do it. Like your one on Bryce's Jeep that he can rig up. Or something.
Yeah.
So maybe we could do that too.
Well, each
sitting right here.
Each loader is going to have one too. It's not going to just be one.
Each loader, each Traco.
Tracos don't have
mine truck.
No, Tracos don't.
It's
have
just them. Just so loaders.
Due to operate equipment, they have them.
They do.
Well, not on our project. Sorry.
Because you've either got it shut off or you're running against.
I have a backhoe,
OSHA specs.
And I have it on mine. Teach me.
Go Traco.
I went on Traco.
Traco, yeah.
I want to go snake.
You sure how to disable it, huh?
I told the guy.
Never had
I told the grader. Make sure it's disabled.
Really?
But it's a Traco. That's not a loader.
Loaders have them too. Anything that backs up, rubber tire, track
even
machines.
Even little skidsters have them on them.
Yeah.
Unless you want sizes and quantities.
Yeah, and then if you want to, Mark, if you want to ask Bryce, do you want him to be up here and do the air horn with us out there? Is that what you're wanting, or? Okay.
You got to multiply that, too, by about a factor of three, because you're going to have Tracos, trucks. It's going to be a constant.
So you're saying if we have a reading of 90, multiply by three, we have a 270 read?
Well, I mean,
sound is logarithmic. It doesn't work like that.
No, I don't.
And it sound goes up before it goes laterally.
Yeah, okay, but you're still going to have three quart horns going.
Bryce, does your trucks have that beeping sound?
No.
Okay.
Your equipment does. Some equipment, not all equipment.
Loaders do.
Yeah.
Your trackers do. How about the Traco?
It has one, but you turn it off because it travels both directions. It doesn't know
if
it's going.
Yeah, so that was what you said.
If you crush somebody and that horn is turned off, you're liable for everything that takes place.
No, my question is the noise.
It's
deal
with the noise. I mean, it's part of the gig.
Okay. So, looking back on historical photos, somewhere between 1960 and 67, 67 is the first photo I saw. Here's this excavation.
There was a big hole in the mouth.
But all the cinders come out of here where all the roads go. Okay. They don't predict their own. Okay. What? When did this take place?
Last year. When I was going to help for the church. Okay. I wanted to get some of my tax or tithing money back. And I had Grass Creek online take the material and they approved it. But
you can't bring me a smart aleck here.
I. You got anything. A tie-in check in there?
No, but I don't have anything smaller than 10, so I can't give you your tie-in back.
I got 5.
Oh. You got change?
Yeah, here. I got that too.
That was rude.
Make sure you sell my email.
I just, so, you've been in the industry a long time, right? Why would you go in here and just start cutting that up?
So we could get to the cinders. That's okay. Moving the overbloom up because you can't contaminate the material.
Right.
So you got to separate it. And we can use that to back dress when we're done. We can use that material to do our pads, to put back in the pad so we can grow tumbleweed between trees. And
so the excavation is a couple mounds over.
So, Bryce, you're basically intending to develop this site.
Yes.
So not just completely excavated.
No.
You're going to do it so you can develop it in the future.
Would you like one?
Sure. On this back page of this, it shows kind of a little overview.
My last one.
So we are pushing this somewhere. Sure.
How are your feet there, Courtney?
Burning up the administrative.
Serena's going to be bigger now.
I was not planning on this today. I should have. I have some cute boots up there.
Come up and ride.
Or have work shoes.
We've got a well right here somewhere. We drilled a well. We'll pipe the water over here so we can use it for dust control. But you've seen, that's as I drilled, there was no dust from these cinders. I mean, it will after they get broke down and trucks drive on it, but water will. We'll have water for dust control.
Okay, 6 inches thick and the water just
goes down. Go on Google Earth and look at my pit in Fort Pierce. You can tell where the water truck goes every day. I mean, it's on Google Earth. It's no secret, but you can look at some of the pits. You can't tell where the water truck's been. So
because you have this plan, that's why you're not going down here? Because you go
this elevation, we're going to step up and go again.
Right. So you look at the bubble just down the road. They're not going up the hill, they're going down.
They're going down. No, they're going up.
No, they've gone down first, and then they start going up. So you drive in there, and it goes down 50.
It's a long narrow.
Right down here by Chad Ranch, or not Chad Ranch.
Just north of Vail.
Yeah. I'm not going down. That's a community pit, and they just go take what it's easy to get.
No, half of it is sunrock.
Yes, I do. I'm aware of that. We hope.
Yeah,
every day.
So half of it is where we go shooting, the other half is where they're actually mining.
Yeah.
And they're going down, they're not going up the mountain.
We've bought a fair amount of cinders from the BLM.
So my question is, you're not going down
right now.
We're not going down.
You're not going
down.
We
want to tear us up.
Terraces.
So that he can have a house here one day. I can have a house, have my whole
property.
Well,
I want it sooner than later because I don't know how long I'm going to live. So
the one bright thing that I see is that you're not just coming in here taking everything out and then
that was a bad rumor that someone started.
No. That was my own thought process.
No, but there was a rumor saying that's what was going to happen. We were going to take the whole mountain away and dig a big hole. That's not the case.
I understand. That helps.
What's your time frame from?
Well, I've got 10 years, but I'll be 72 in 10 years or 73.
Oh, you're that old?
I want to be able to enjoy it some before I die.
Oh, yeah.
So I think 8 years, just guessing, I don't know. And it depends on the supply. Sunrock's willing to buy all the material from us that we make for them at our pit in St. George, 3/4 or 3/8 minus.
Okay.
And they'll use it for their
cinder blocks.
Cinder blocks.
The gray ones?
So.
Okay.
You want me to smile? I guess you're pointing the computer.
No, just have your number right here.
Uh-oh.
Well, I want to be a good neighbor. I started Fort Pierce, 30 acres. I had 40 acres. I sold 10. I was the only person out besides the farmers. Now I got probably 1,000 residents around me.
With $2.5 million homes right across the street.
Or more than that, probably, some of them.
So Bryce, we had a request. Now, do you have a horn hooked up on your Jeep?
Yeah, I bought one just so you guys can go out there and listen.
Yeah, so what we'll do is majority of us will head back out there just to the street and then just do the...
Do you got Cheyenne's number? You can call her or text her when you want me to turn it on?
Yeah.
My cell phone?
I don't know if I have that. Give it to Emerson. He'll call you. I left my phone in the truck.
Are you ready for it?
I'm all over the place.
Which is Frosty done this while I was on vacation.
One day at a time.
I would put that stuff in the scrapers.
That's why I had to walk up here. I would have definitely gone for the taxi ride. But
because that's kind of an eyesore.
Okay, so we'll...
The contrast, I mean, you can see it for sure.
We'll close this.
Oh, no. I have something to point
out.
Okay,
you have something to point out first.
On the Washington County website, there's the management resource.
Hey, just so it's easier to get comments, Cheyenne's gonna...
So if you go to the Washington County website, they have a management resource management plan, and for mining and mineral resources, it says Washington County supports the mining industry and recreational prospecting. Washington County encourages responsible mineral extraction that enhances the quality of life within the county. Washington County values mining and mineral exploration as part of the local custom and culture. And then it has, I mean, different information on there. But I mean, I feel like this is a critical infrastructure material that's going to be used for cinder block.
Well, they can use it for lightweight concrete too. I mean, they use it for a lot of things.
I mean, we like it.
Landscaping is what we sell it for. Yeah. We have four or five different sizes that we process and sell it for landscape materials.
Several customers that have requested it because it doesn't produce dust.
But it doesn't produce mud either.
Or mud, yeah.
And it's really good for ice in the wintertime. If it ever snow again and that road's got icy, it'd be good for that.
So then in that same management plan, it has this map, and the orange dots indicate mineral locations. And it classifies, you zoom in, this is us right here, that orange dot, and it says it's cinder pit number 2. At one point, I don't think it ever was legally a cinder pit that somebody actually registered, but it was a cinder pit.
Okay.
That's on USGS.
67 mark.
60 prior to 67, it wasn't disturbed.
Right. That's the first photo I saw of it. 67.
Mm-hmm. 50 years ago. Any other questions from our planning commissioners right before we head down the hill?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for taking the time.
Well, who bring the beer?
What?
Hot, I just gave you money from your beer. No, I just gave you tithing refund. You can't go buy beer now.
Do you have any questions? I gotta tell you.